background there. See, I'll just start it up on its hour.
Dr. Michael Kemp is showing me a model of an aquaponics system. Aquaponics is a way to quickly grow plants using the nutrients that come from fish as fertilizer. Kemp created an aquaponics setup in his backyard for the Shepherd's Heart Food Pantry in Waco. He's a board member and engineer for the pantry.
Got 15 goldfish in here. Here's, you see one. And the pump, you know, like waterfall, then I tap off the waterfall and pump it up that line up into that holding tank. It's 50 gallons.
So how exactly does an aquaponics system work? Dr. Kemp's model pumps water from a small fish tank into a container at the top of a three-level shelf. When the top container gets full, the water is released down to the second level, where plants grow in a 4-foot by 4-foot garden bed filled with small pebbles. The same thing happens at the bottom level of the system. Another bed holding more plants is filled with the recycled water. Today, Kemp is growing lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, and squash. When that bottom tank fills up, it goes back to the fish tank, where goldfish then feed off of the byproducts of the plants, and the plants feed off of the byproducts of the fish. In this symbiotic system, it only takes about 30 days to harvest the produce using minimal amounts of water and resources.
Carver Park.
Robert Gager is the director of Shepherd's Heart Food Pantry. He's hoping to use produce grown by aquaponics to help alleviate hunger in Waco.
We've got a poverty rate that's twice the national average. We've got problem after problem after problem, food desert after food desert after food desert.
Shepherd's Heart Pantry is located off of Bosque Boulevard in North Waco. They serve close to 700 people and 400 seniors a week in that area. Gager says the pantry's food supply has been depleted after helping out with disasters in the past few years, like the Bastrop fires in 2011 and the West Fertilizer Plant explosion in 2013.
And I had been looking for a solution. I've been praying for a solution.
And he and Dr. Kemp are expanding the model, opening up a large aquaponics system on a little less than 3 acres of land TSTC has provided for them.
With what we expect to do, we'll have enough land out there to do what I think will grow enough crops for at least 2,000 people.
Gager says he'll be able to feed that many on a monthly basis. TSTC and Shepherd's Heart will be teaching others about aquaponics from the new facility. Gager hopes besides bringing back produce to his food pantry, they'll also distribute their harvest through a farmer's market. And they're hoping to open up a mobile food truck with the World Hunger Relief Farm. Funds still need to be raised, around $25,000. That's something Gager is hopeful about.
Once we built a building, it doesn't take that much funding to get the thing going. As we get it going, we can just keep adding on to it.
Meanwhile, the biggest challenge for Dr. Kemp?
Tomatoes, because they take up, you know, so much room.
For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jill Ament.
Right now, they're going to pump water up into the tank.